turn that. Oh my goodness.
What, too loud?
Nah, it's perfect. Todd.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Chris, I have a I have a thing in my throat.
That's what she's What? What do you Hi. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. Let us catch you up on what's been happening in the last 100 plus episodes. Chris Cote and Todd Richards have been talking about surfing
stuff,
skating, snowboarding, nerd news, coffee,
phone calls,
all that stuff for you, all of you listening. So welcome back. We took last week off. It's Monday, November 4th.
Well, we didn't take last week off. You caught a personal day.
I caught a personal day. It was a big week. Halloween.
Wisdom teeth.
Madness. I still have a hole in my head. I'm going back tomorrow to get my tooth fixed. That's why we couldn't record last week. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And how are you, Todd?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I have a little bit of a throat thing.
Oh. Well, let's not kiss at any point during this episode.
Don't worry about
it. Next episode, for sure.
Don't worry about it.
Todd, we've got sponsors. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're good.
And you've done some adventuring. Wow. There's been like kind of some shit.
There's been some stuff happening. Adventure.io.
And you went on an Adventure.io.
Yeah, and you
didn't.
Chickened out.
I didn't go.
I went on the e-foil with Jimmy Trask.
Did you like it?
It was so fun.
Is it really fun?
If there's anything as close to a Star Wars land speeder or speeder bike, what are
yes.
the ones they ride in
speeder
the Ewoks?
Bike.
Okay. If there's anything close to being on a speeder bike or some kind of Star Wars-esque
thing.
Vehicle, that's it. It's, I'll tell it is kooky, but it's the funnest thing you can do. While being
95% of those like electronical gadgets that are kind of kooky are really fun,
like one wheelers,
yeah, like one or boosted boards,
bird scooters,
like they're fun.
That's just fun, and I'm not afraid to admit it. And I'm not afraid to admit that I will go on the e-foil again. That shit was super fun.
Would you do it in the ocean?
In the ocean would be crazy. It's way easier on an e-foil. A lift e-foil is the one we rode. It's way easier to foil on that thing than a normal foil board. 100%.
Really?
100%.
Well, I saw the footage. It looked fun.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
Well.
You did.
I got. I am a better e-foiler than you.
You are.
It's
and that's
a fact.
Adventure.io can provide you these types of experiences.
And we'll get you on one soon, Todd. Thank you, Adventure.io, for bringing me out there. Thank you, Jimmy Trask. And Lyft e-foils. Get the app. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff for you this winter on Adventure.io. If you are planning a trip to the Hawaiian Islands, there are epic adventures
for
you
there. Did you say
that
again?
Hawaiian Islands.
Hawaiian.
Adventure.io has you covered. Get the app.
Are you going to never mind. I'll ask you that.
Yeah. Hey, guess what I got, Todd?
Did you get your snowboard already?
I didn't get my snowboard yet, but I did get the limited edition.
Oh.
Ultra.
Oh.
Ultra.
Oh, boy.
Awesome. K2 Bear Brick.
What is this?
This is a toy.
Oh, this is like the Kubrick things.
Yes. And there's actually one behind you that's big.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Look at it. It's big.
That's cool.
So K2.
What do you do with it?
You play with it. You play with it. No, you keep it in a box and you collect it. It's very limited.
Okay.
Yeah. These are very famous collectible toys, and K2 is...
What's the street value on that?
Street value? I mean, priceless, really. What, mine's limited edition. Like, you can't... Good luck. You can actually go to the K2 website if you want to check them out.
Probably sold out.
K2 Snowboarding, and this actually goes along with their Enjoyers line. This beautiful striped graphics they have on a bunch of their different boards. Very excited
stripes
about
are cool.
The K2 program. We're stoked to be on it. I can't wait to ride a K2 snowboard this winter, which I guess is right now, right?
In some places. Sure.
In some towns.
Sure.
OGO bags, but packing that OGO, bringing it over to the North Shore very soon. NanoCraft CBD.
Been spreading the word of NanoCraft CBD like some kind of Santa Claus of hemp.
Give me an example. Let's say I'm a grandma sitting next to you on an airplane. So what is that you're putting on your tongue, sir?
Hardcore drugs.
Young man.
And I say to her, well, it's an anti-inflammatory extract from the hemp plant. Does not contain any THC or mind-altering substances, but it will benefit me in its anti-inflammatory properties.
So you don't get messed up in your head?
I try to stay in control at all times, ma'am.
Oh, good. A Nanocraft allows that. Thank you, Nanocraft CBD, for not only sponsoring the world's greatest action sports podcast, but also
keeping me not inflamed.
Helping keep Todd and I uninflamed.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
De-inflamed?
We are informed and uninflamed.
It de-escalates my inflammity.
Follow at Nanocraft CBD, and if you go to their website, nanocraftcbd.com, enter the code MASS15, you'll get 15% off.
New greens. Get minted. New greens.
I got minted this weekend.
I get minted every day.
I was on a bit of a bender.
Actually,
in downtown
LA. Getting minted.
I was downing the new greens.
I do the superberry.
Oh, you switched it up.
Yeah. Well, the superberry I like better.
Flavor-wise,
yeah.
Does the same thing, though.
It does the same thing. It is a superfood.
Nutrients.
Made with all organic USA sourced
beef.
beef no smoothie. Beef in it. New greens is the opposite of a beef smoothie.
Right. It's a green.
It's green
drink.
But most importantly, it's all sourced from here in the US. There's no weird Chinese ingredients that have mystery side effects.
Mystery meat.
So yeah.
No mystery meat.
New greens. Superfood. Put it in you.
Surf news is going to be brought to you today by Chemistry Surfboards. And I'm told that...
The board's ready.
Is my board done yet?
The board is done now.
Wow.
Are you going to get it? Because Willie keeps bugging me.
I'm going to pick it up tomorrow, Willie. I'm coming.
Are you going to bring it to Hawaii?
Probably.
Cool.
I'm excited about that new chemistry board with art by the one and only...
Right.
Todd Richards.
Me.
Genitalia.
Genitalia?
It's not art of genitalia. It's art made with... genitalia, hence the fine pin lines that you'll see in this
genitalia
art. Panikin coffee and tea, as always. We've got some new Panikin stickers here.
Dude,
check it out.
AC/DC
I got some for
sticker?
You.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Yep. And
love
them. Drinking Panikin coffee and tea right now. No, I'm just drinking Panikin coffee. I think I've had tea there once.
I don't tea.
Have you ever had
tea? I tea at night.
Yeah, I night tea too. YouOnline.com.
You.
I was in 7-Eleven this morning, and our friend from You Online, also from 100.7 here in San Diego, Cantori from The Cantori Show. I was in 7-Eleven, and I was sitting there and listening to a song, and then all of a sudden I heard behind me, "You! Good morning!" And I thought Chris Cantori was in the 7-Eleven, but he was just playing over
speakers
on the radio. Go to youonline.com. Lots of cool stuff there.
It's weird that you were sitting in 7-Eleven.
Well, it wasn't. You know, I was shopping.
Oh.
And I got some nuts and a water. That's it.
Nut
That's
water.
My story from 7-Eleven this morning.
Nut water.
Chris Cantori.
Nut water.
Cantori and you.
Nut water.
Todd, those were our sponsors. Always our sponsors.
Now we move into the meat and potatoes portion of the podcast.
Let's get into it. Surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Tell me one more time about my board. Is it done?
Your board is done, and it has been made here in the USA out of Oceanside, California by crafty little hands.
That's tight. I can't wait to ride it. I'm coming for you. Board chemistry surfboards at at chemistry surfboards.
Yes,
you should know
org.
This.
At Chem Collective, I think it was Chem Collective for a while.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
They made me a board. I mean, I should at least
chemistry
get their
surfboards
sponsorship
check
name
out,
right.
Check out your Google
at chemistry surfboards.
Okay, there
like
you go.
Like I said, Todd, a day. After earning the event's first gold medals in the team relay Aloha Cup at the ISA Junior World Games in Huntington Beach, California, Team USA won the overall team gold. And basically, it was a Team USA sweep. The Aloha Cup is the event within the event, and the overall World Junior medal, gold medal, goes to Team USA.
Will that get you towards the Olympics?
No.
Not important, then.
It is. This is... the feeder system.
We're all
or what is going to be.
I'm just here for medals.
Well, Hawaii earned
we
silver,
medals?
Japan earned bronze, and Spain earned copper.
Congratulations. I'm just kidding.
USA's Dimitri Poulos. Poulos got the under. And that's a new name for me, which is exciting to see a new name for me. I'm sure for you. Coming up, getting the gold for the under 18, Jackson Bunch. We've heard of this kid forever. Under 16 gold medalist. Gabriella Bryan, under 18, double down gold for Team Hawaii. And this is pretty cool. Germany's Noah Leah Clapp earns two medals, including gold in the under 16s. And
you say Germany?
Germany, yeah. German Where? Surfer.
I guess they're probably,
they probably
a lot of
live
time
in Costa Rica.
And, yeah.
There's a lot of German surfers who live in Costa Rica who absolutely rip. That was a horn honk for Al Cleland Jr., who earned the first medal ever for Mexico.
Super horny.
So you had 44 nations, I believe, being represented. These ISA events are really fun. Congratulations to Team USA. Double gold medaling. Todd, we're on a slight
pressure
break
cooker
before the world titles for the WSL Championship Tour are awarded.
But are we, though? Are we really on a
you
break?
You and I are.
No, I'm saying the surf.
They're not.
The surf peeps, because
they're surfing.
Because the Triple Crown, we already had the Hawaiian
the Vans
HIC
Pro.
HIC. Yeah, that's already started. Sunset, correct? Or is that the
That's the first event of the season. It's a QS 3000.
But what is that event? It's not part of the Triple Crown.
No, but it is a very important event for surfers representing Hawaii, because the top 8 or 9 finishers from that event from the Tahiti Nui Hawaii region get into the Triple Crown.
That's right.
So that's how you surf for a wild card into the Triple Crown, which is extremely hard to get in because they're both QS 10,000 events.
Like, I love the back half of the year, but I always kind of think of it as the beginning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because everything's going to change
right
when you go into the Triple Crown. So,
that's cool.
That's for surfers trying to qualify. Surfers right now fighting for a world title. This
is cool.
This is a really fun year.
The women's side of things, I'm so stoked that it is going to Honolulu, because that, in my opinion, watching that wave and watching the ladies rip there is one of my favorite events to take in of the year.
It's a perfect wave.
It's especially if you're regular foot, you can mind surf.
Well, we've got 3 surfers right now who are in contention. Carissa Moore, Lakey Peterson, Caroline Marks.
Who won the event that I said was going to win the event? Remember I said
Caroline
that?
Marks did.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You said Caroline Marks was going to win Portugal?
Yes.
She won Portugal.
Won it.
Holy shit, you're a genius. Who do you think is going to win the world title?
Oof. Well, Carissa's real hard to beat at Honolulu.
Yeah.
She
yeah
surfs that thing like she's walking in the park.
Like she's walking on sunshine?
I'm not
gonna... Ooh, and it's time to feel good. That's right. Okay, you're picking Carissa Moore. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because I think she's... And it all comes down to whoever... Does someone have to win it, or are we talking about like weird, like
oh,
if such and such goes and such
place? Now you're talking
about
deep stats.
I don't want deep stats, but yeah. I could say Carissa Moore is my favorite going into that final event.
Okay. I am going to say Caroline Marks on her backhand. I guess depending on the swell forecast,
if it's
proper 4 to 6 foot.
Like it was last
Carissa
year.
Carissa Moore's going to win.
Was it last year? Or
last
year
was
last year's
perfect.
Perfect.
And last year was the year that Alana Blanchard came back into
Spoiler
championship tour competition.
Spoiled it.
And absolutely smoked Lakey Peterson.
Right.
So you never know what's going to happen. Well, if it's under head high, Caroline Marks is going to win. If it's over head high, Carissa Moore's going to win.
Okay, then.
That's the call. 5 young men. 5. Fiery boys are in contention.
Wow, sounds like a Saturday night for you.
4, a world title.
All right.
Jordy Smith.
Yep.
Italo Ferreira.
Yep.
Felipe Toledo, Gabriel yep Medina, and Kolohe Andino. How difficult is it for anyone to beat Gabriel Medina at Pipeline at any size?
If he starts doing priority errors, it won't be that hard
at all. If he drops in on somebody?
He ain't dropping in on nobody.
No. You think he's learned his lesson?
No.
And see, even Superman's got his kryptonite.
Right.
I think that it's going to be really hard to beat Gabriel.
Yeah, he going front side of Pipeline.
He's gnarly. Kelly Slater said he's the hardest surfer to go up against in history. I think he said that.
He did say that?
Something like that.
Who do you think the hardest surfer is?
I mean, we're talking abs. We're talking hardcore. It's going to be... I'm excited. I usually get more excited about the qualification ramifications than the world title, actually.
Five dudes, one title.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited for all those things to happen. Have you watched Handmade 2 on surfermagazine.com?
Wait. I think I might have by accident. What is it?
A Journey Through Perfect Waves and Hand-Shaped Boards starring Alex Nost, Erickson, Andrew Doheny.
I saw a piece of it.
Shyama Buttonshaw.
I think I saw a piece of it.
Did you get a piece of it?
No, I didn't.
Did you get it?
I haven't.
So these guys like shape their own boards and then they surf really good waves.
Uh-huh.
You get it?
Wow.
Do you get it?
Why don't they shape their own boards and surf average waves?
They shaped their own boards and went ahead and surfed perfect waves.
Yeah, boring.
You want to see some average shit go down?
I want to see you shape your own board and then go surf a tragically average wave.
Well, that's us when we do it.
I know enough to not to shape my own board.
Haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it. It'll be old news by next week.
Handmade. Why don't they just call it A Handmaid's Tale?
See?
But
that's why you need to
T-A-I-L.
You need to be in marketing.
A Handmaid's Tale.
You need to write
A Handmaid's Tale.
There was a big Kelly Slater bombshell interview over the weekend.
They're all going to get radiated.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
This interview, it's all over the internet. Kelly Slater, so of course he was asked about the Olympics and all that, and he's saying he wishes it wasn't a wave pool.
Yep.
Second of all, he's a little bit worried that the surfers are going to go through radiation in the ocean in Japan.
Fukushima. I think we've conveniently just pushed that into a small, dark closet in our minds and shut the door that it's still not leaking a shitload of radiated water into the ocean.
Is it?
Supposedly.
Huh. I was just surfing in Japan. It was great.
Well, nice knowing you.
Yeah. Do you think Kelly Slater says
what do you think radiation does to a bad case of herpes? Do you think it becomes...
It destroys it.
Godzilla herpes?
No, it shrinks it.
Okay, cool.
Fact. Prove me wrong. Do you think Slater goes into these interviews? I like that he's being honest and open about this. Do you think he would be saying these same things if he was a lock to compete in the Olympics?
I think anyone goes into any interview just in a mood of whatever they're in the mood of that particular day. If you go to an interview kind of pissy, you're going to say pissy things.
Have you ever done an interview and it, like right when you left, you're going, holy shit, what have I just said?
Totally.
100%. What happened?
Nothing. But like you feel like a dummy and people usually quote bad things you say more than good things you say.
Yeah.
I mean, I read that little blurb on Kelly. And the thing, my biggest takeaway was that we're all going to get radiated.
Yeah. My thing was, I'm wondering if he's putting that out there in case he doesn't make the Olympics so he can kind of give himself a little bit of an out.
I don't know.
Is that too, I don't know.
That's some tinfoil.
I'll have to ask him.
Tinfoil hat shit.
You just talked about the Vans Pro presented by HIC. South African Davy van Zyl became the first international surfer to win at Proper Sunset.
And it was Proper Sunset, the season opener last week.
It was big time.
We didn't see dick squat of that swell here, but man, it looked good in Hawaii.
Well, I was doing stuff all week, and I didn't even have a chance to surf. I was too busy, bro.
I'm going to Mexico next week. I'm over
what?
It. Yeah,
I'm done with it.
I invited
you. You're
done
with America.
No, I'm not expatting myself. Oh. I invited you to go.
Well, I'm going to the North Shore next week. Did you watch the Russell Bierke edit?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Flow state. There's really nothing in there for you, Todd, because it's all big, scary, gnarly-ass waves.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying it's overhead high on most of the waves he's surfing.
Nope.
So there's not much for you, but for anyone else.
But for you.
For me, big, gnarly, scary rights in cold water. It's exactly what I want to surf all the time. No, this kid, Russell Bierke, I put him up there with the top five gnarliest surfers on the planet right now. I mean, he is, you watch his edit and you fear for his life on every wave.
Oh boy.
It's freaking gnarly. That's your homework time.
You know, it was rad. Speaking of South African, did you see the little, there was like a little thing put up of Mikey Feb on Instagram this morning of just him, I think it was on Stab, of just surfing like a chest high wave and like lowers.
Yeah.
My God, dude. He's just
so good.
Everything is just so perfect with his surfing.
Yeah, I think Van Surf put it up too and basically said, don't forget that Mikey February is not just a twin fin guy. I mean, he is a championship tour caliber ripper.
It's just his follow through on his turns and like everything is like the way you would want to do it.
That's why, I mean, his style is so cool too.
It's really cool. That's a great way to describe it. It's not like, it's just cool.
Mikey Freestyle February.
Freestyle it.
Freaking Mikey Freestyle February. Love that dude. The Encyclopedia of Surfing, Todd. Do you ever use this resource?
I thought that you were that.
I'm like the abridged crib notes of surfing.
Are you like the thesaurus of surfing?
Now, Matt Warshaw back in the day wrote something snarky about Transworld Surf, saying it was like a glossy, teen-oriented shit rag. Mm. I'm paraphrasing.
Teen
but it was
beat.
Something
it's like teen
that.
Beat of surfing.
But I still love the Encyclopedia of Surfing.
Glossy shit rag?
Something like that.
What? Where?
Teen-oriented, glossy something.
Was he working for Surfer at that point?
I don't know.
God, that seems like something you would print if you were like in competition and someone was stealing some of your market share.
Basically, he called it a joke. Which it was at some time.
Yeah, but that was the point.
That was the joke.
Yeah, it was the joke.
But all that being said, I have the utmost respect for Matt Warshaw and what he does at the Encyclopedia of Surfing. Now, there was a print copy, a giant thick book, but now it's all online. Hmm. But we need your help. This is a crucial resource. To anybody who has any questions about surfing, I mean, anything, Todd, that you would want to know about, okay? Big things like the invention of the thruster.
Why front side and back side are screwed up and no one listens to skateboarders.
That's not in it yet.
It should be.
It should be. We can help with that. But literally anything you'd want to know about surfing history is in there. But you need to donate. You need to help. Give a dollar. Give $5. Give $50.
Oh, it costs money.
Well,
is like a GoFundMe?
Yeah, well, it's like a donation-based thing. So you can go to eos.surf/donate, and you should do that because this is like I said, it's a crucial resource. Imagine if one of your kids was doing a report
on surfing.
On George Freeth, for example, the first surfer to come to California.
Okay.
So where are they going to get that information? It sure as hell isn't on Wikipedia.
Swami's parking lot.
You don't want your kids hanging out unmonitored in the Swami's parking lot, first and foremost.
Okay.
That's your first mistake right there. But I'm telling you things like that.
All right. I believe you.
If you get in an argument in the Swami's parking lot and somebody goes, who wasn't the first surfer in California? You go, excuse me. It's in the Encyclopedia of Surfing. Mm-hmm. So.
And then Sore Nuts throws you over the railing.
Something like that.
Right.
Todd, that's surf news.
Did you like it?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
No.
I thought that was pretty good.
We sounded pretty professional. Yeah. To be honest.
It's good.
Yeah, it was brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Pretty good. And
is that our tagline for the podcast? It's pretty.
We could change it to
pretty good.
The world's most average action sports.
Just Monday.
Podcast.
The Monday meh.
The Monday meh. It's a pretty good episode.
It's pretty good.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Okay.
Because Adventure.io provides you with the once-in-a-lifetime adventures that you can have multiple times in your lifetime. We're talking everything from cave diving, mountain biking, skateboarding, and everything in between. Fishing, e-foiling on the Lyft e-foil.
Did you see,
like me.
Did you see the kickflip?
Get the app.
The kickflip. I think it was a kickflip.
Did you see the thing?
Kickflip front board slide on that down, flat, down.
At San Diego?
No, it wasn't San Diego. God, who was it? This sucks at my brain.
You're just making stuff
no,
up.
No, I'm not. I will
hey,
find
did you
it.
See that thing?
You go on with what you're going to go on with.
Things that are happening in skateboarding right now. Supreme Candyland came out. Basically, Supreme out in San Francisco.
Just out there.
Getting wild, as they do. Holy shit, this thing's good. I love Supreme videos. I know that's probably cliche to say, because some people now... Supreme videos are so cool and so good that it's almost cool and good not to like them. But I want to redact
it
because
found
it's
it.
Great. A great video.
Found it.
Who is it? What is it?
Alex Midler. Kickflip. Front side board. Watch this. Watch this.
Kicky
down,
front board.
Down, flat, down. Actually, kicky back lip.
Kicky back
to
lip.
To fakey. Down.
709,000 people like that.
Well, it's nuts, dude.
It's on Thrasher Mag.
And it was Thrasher Mag's Buster Bale. Trouble at the double.
I like it.
Crazy double set. Down, flat, down. Like... I can't believe that was insane. Watch,
do you want again. I'm gonna watch.
Excuse me.
Now doing a backside lip slide down a down flat down is scary.
Yeah,
in itself. You want some anxiety, Todd? You want a dose of heavy anxiety?
More?
Yes.
What?
Okay, go watch the Hell Bomb in Long Beach on ThrasherMagazine.com.
What is that all about?
Anxiety.
Oh.
It's a Halloween. Costume contest down a hill with jump ramps, decrepit broken cars, costumes, blood, beer.
Sounds like
spilled on the road.
Capitola Classic. Remember that?
It's crazy. This shit is so nuts.
Hellbomb.
Hellbomb on ThrasherMagazine.com. Watch it if you want some anxiety inducing skateboarding. Did you see the story about the ex church?
Yes.
Called the Chaos Temple in Lanera, Austria?
Yep. I've
Wait,
seen
no,
it.
I'm sorry. It's in Spain. It's in a town called Lanera.
Asturias?
So...
Wait, what?
There's a 100-year-old abandoned church. And a crew called the Church Brigade.
Yeah.
They got online fundraising. They got some money from Red Bull. They transformed a church into a skate park.
I've seen the pictures
called
of
the
it.
Chaos Temple.
It's crazy. There's all kinds of stained glass in the background.
I think all churches should turn into skate parks.
Do you remember the Church of Skatin'?
Yes.
Very
now,
cool.
What was that?
Skatanic church.
A skate church. Churches are the worst,
right? Yeah.
I mean, if you want to like get molested or something,
I mean, if you're
that's
like,
cool,
if you're trying
go
to find
church.
A place.
I'm over it.
Okay.
I'll but never go
you know
into
what is
a
crazy,
church unless
though?
It's old and I want to see like
stuff.
Candles and shit.
Right.
But I ain't praying. Son,
it's pretty crazy though that like a 100-year-old church with 100-year-old stained glass, like basically a piece of historic building,
yeah,
they turned into a skate park.
Good, more fun is going to happen in that church. Now.
I know.
Before it was quiet, it was boring. Now it's exciting, and I want to go there, the Chaos Temple.
I once went to a skate park where you had to go to a mass. Before, like a sermon before.
Oh my God.
It was really weird.
So sketchy. I had to become a Boy Scout to go skate the Del Mar Skate Ranch.
You did?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm still a Boy Scout.
Okay, good.
I don't, yeah. There's some exciting news coming from Day One Song.
Did you see a couple of the clips with him and Haslam?
Yes.
It's like cheese and crackers.
That's what I'm
again.
Saying.
Oh,
they're,
you
they're,
have
they're
that written
teasing
down.
It. They're teasing.
How do you top? How do you top cheese and crackers?
I don't know, but they're 40 plus years old and they still skate at such an incredible level. We shut that door. Somebody's car is getting broken into. I don't want
to
help.
Day One is such a freak of nature as far as like fancy footwork and being able to put a skateboard where he wants it to go. And Haslam is the same deal.
Yeah, I hope they do another one. They should reunite and just get nuts. I hope they do. What else happened this weekend? Oh, the Barracks female battle at the Barracks is happening now. They're still in round one. There's been some great matchups so far.
Exposure Skate happened this weekend at the Huntington Beach Vans Skate Park.
Yep. That was a big contest. I think Nicole House.
She won longest longest grind and biggest air. She did big front setter.
We had a session on Halloween, a super fun
that.
Costume session. Nora Vasconcelos was there leading the charge, their crew.
She came dressed as Meg Ryan.
She came
Meg
dressed
Ryan.
As Meg.
No, Meg from Simpsons.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Yeah, she came dressed as Meg
didn't Albie
from
come,
the Family Guy.
Did Albie come dressed as Nora?
Albie came dressed first as a gynecologist doctor and then changed into his Nora outfit.
Wow.
Which is weird to do, yeah.
Amateur gynecologist, though.
Amateur, of course, the amateur level. Yeah, we had a fun crew. That's another thing you didn't come to that I invited you to.
I don't want to. I don't mix business and pleasure.
So what is this?
This is pleasure.
Okay, good. This is pleasure. Oh, the Delfino brother sister duo. I think the first time ever a brother and sister went pro on the same day.
Simultaneously.
That's so rad. And Fabiana and Pedro.
That was at Exposure, right?
I believe so.
Yep.
Congrats to y'all. Do you ever say y'all on accident?
Well, no. What?
Any more skate news? I feel like we're getting through it quick, and that's fine. We're just giving you the pertinent information you need to know now. Okay?
Yeah.
Snowboarding news.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
We forgot to talk about Noah Dean's edit in surf news.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. It's so fucked.
Wait,
up.
Are you sure? Are we talking about Noah Dean, or are we talking about...
Noah Dean.
Didn't Creed McTaggart have an insane...
Creed had a gnarly
part that dropped a week ago, and then Noah dropped his part this week. It's been a great time to drop an edit.
It's so good. And I'm not even going to put, like, they're very unique surfers, kind of come from the same crew, the same age group, and both edits are mental. But
Noah did a legit frontside big spin.
Oh my God, he's so
good. No hander.
Is it weird when I talk like that? Oh my God, Noah Dean is so good, but I mean it. He's so good.
Yeah, he's real good.
He's one of my favorite surfers.
You know, the crazy thing is Noah's a big boy.
He's a big kid.
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
And to be that nimble on smaller style waves is crazy.
Who's that cat they call Chonk?
Chonky.
He's like that.
He is Chonk.
He's a big kid, but man, is he good. Just quick on his feet.
Noah Dean's got some Chonk.
God, I want to surf like Noah Dean. Congrats to Mickey Malalu for making that awesome edit. Snowboard news.
Oh.
Snowboard news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding.
I just got back from Seattle. Speaking of K2.
That's where Seattle is.
K2 lives.
I mean, that's where K2 is. Yeah, K2 is Seattle. Seattle Town, USA.
I went up there for Roxy to host Tora Bright's new movie. And I forget what it's called.
Great host. Did you know what it was called?
I did then. But yeah, I went up there and got to see a lot of snowboard bros.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. That was last week before Halloween.
Did you dress up?
No, I didn't. Didn't dress up at all. I just went up for the day.
Oh, but that was Halloween weekend, right?
It was the day before Halloween.
You should have dressed up.
I know.
Was anybody dressed up?
No.
It's not my kind of party. I like to be dressed up.
There's been all kinds of footage in early season footage dropping from Brighton up at the Bone Zone.
I saw some Bone Zone
it's
stuff.
It's kind of happening
what,
up
so
there.
Tell us, like, if people don't know, Brighton is obviously a very famous snowboarding resort.
It is, and they're very rider supportive. And the Bone Zone is basically a little area where a bunch of guys have gone up and carved out their own little pre-season playground.
Little rails and jumps and stuff.
Yeah, and they've built all the stuff, and they've hauled it up there and made this little, like, basically like a small skate park, like a DIY skate park style setup.
Sick.
At Brighton. And it's fully backed by the ski area, which usually, I mean, back in the day, we used to sneak up to the ski areas, and, you know, they would blow those big piles of snow that they would eventually spread out all over the trails, and we would go and have to sneak up there and sneak past ski patrol and sneak past the people, the snowblower guys, and go make jumps and stuff. But this is cool. Brighton's fully supporting it. So a lot of people have been up there. There's been some stuff kind of popping out from there, which has been really cool. Anytime that you can get yourself a preseason warm-up or a preseason beatdown, you know, is good. It would really suck if you went to the Bone Zone and blew yourself out before the season even started.
Blew your bone.
So be careful, y'all.
Be careful at the Bone Zone, people.
I actually reached out to some people this morning because I just came from Quicksilver where I had to do a marketing presentation for...
Oh, you have more, like, jobs.
Yeah, I have, like, some jobs.
He's got jobs.
Yeah. So I talked to my fellow Quicksilver teammates.
Okay.
So I said, what are you guys up to, you know? And we're talking about...
Well, this is like we're getting organic snowboarding news. Yeah.
So Austin Sweeten told me that he's got a project coming out in January, mid-season release, called Rooster Tail.
Yeah, ooh.
It's all about his bros snowboarding around in Austin.
I like the name.
Austin Sweet kind of way. Brian Fox is dropping a video this month in November. It's called Life in General, and it's kind of a rad thing. Or Brian's dad had an old van. Brian is from Ramona originally.
Oh.
He grew up in Ramona.
Where the Rumble is.
Right. So he had his dad had an old van that he used to drive to Baja in for surf trips, and it was just sitting in the yard, and Brian got it and fixed it up, tuned it up, and drove from Baja all the way to British Columbia and filmed a little adventure along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I like that. That's right up my alley. Did he stop by Encinitas on his way up and say hello to you?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
No.
You should be.
No, I don't like people. I reached out and asked Travis Rice. Well, whoever.
Yes, yeah.
Same person. I asked Travis Rice, like, what are you up to this year? Because I had to, like, give the sales people, like, something.
Okay. You're double dipping in your research.
Right.
That's just fine.
Yeah, you know.
That's fine.
I'm dipping my pen in the company ink.
I like that.
And Travis just replied with big things with NASA. And I don't know how to, like, process that. Because if it was anyone else, I'd be like, haha, LOL.
I know it's going to happen.
What?
He's going to jump out of a spaceship and land in a powder mountain run.
Cool. Powder mountain run.
not powder mountain.
Oh.
It's backcountry.
Okay.
He's going to... I actually talked to Travis about this same thing.
He's going
to
do a powder mountain.
He's jumping out of a...
Run.
Satellite. into snow.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But who else but Travis Rice could do that?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So... That's exciting. When's your first snowboard
thing?
Thing.
First week of December is the grand opening for the Woodward at Park City facility.
I'm not going to be back from Hawaii till December 6th. Am I missing it?
It'd be close. It'd be tight. That might blow for you.
Can we keep it loose? Yeah. Maybe I could come up there towards the end of your trip and we could record a Monday match from there.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah, I mean...
No, I need a firm agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
I mean, if you go and come back, you'll go back with me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, Snowboarding News is brought to you by K2. I mean, we're getting right into it. Everywhere's not open yet, but most places are starting
to think about
opening.
Pretty much everywhere, like within the next 2 weeks, everyone will be open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mammoth.
Whistler. Mammoth is pushing to try to open this week, I believe.
Right.
Wolf Creek in Colorado opened up on the weekends. They haven't had enough snow yet to open up during the week.
Is Beaver Creek a place?
Beaver Creek is a place.
Is it for snowboarding?
Just for beavers. Yes.
Beavers you snowboard.
Well, this time of year, Beaver Creek is usually...
neck deep in beaver.
They have like a big ski race there early season. Okay. So they're probably dedicating a lot of their resources to making that run be ski centric.
Ski friendly. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go snowboarding with you, Todd.
I'm ready. I like to go snowboarding when it's good out.
Yeah.
I've kind of like...
No reason to go when it's chonky.
I've kind of gotten over the whole, like, let's run up there and go shred the white ribbon of death.
Let's, like, wait till there's waist to knee deep powder and have a good time.
How about just...
All the time.
How about just be able to ride...
One or two times this season.
Let's just ride to the lift.
Yes. Snowboarding News was brought to you by K2. Get the bear brick. Hashtag bear brick. I have them. I've got two of them.
Bear bricked.
I'm bear bricked up. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. I mean, come on. It's the best. Listen to how smart we are.
Now with
that's
new,
from Panikin.
New stickers.
Todd, big announcement from two big bands. Two of the biggest bands, I would say, right now. My Chemical Romance and Rage Against the Machine both announced comebacks. Who are you more excited about, if any, or both? Go.
Neither.
You don't care.
I could give a rat's ass.
Give a living shit.
Do you care?
I think it's cool that Rage Against the Machine is coming back, obviously, politically right now in these times.
Are they the ones that did it for the Nookie? No.
No, that was Limp Bizkit. Rage Against the Machine is totally different.
Rage Against the Machine is very political.
I think it's one of those bands that they're political. They're brilliant. They're geniuses. Their audience is just a bunch of jocks.
Maybe they just came up in the wrong time. I feel like they had a very similar sound to like At the Drive-In.
Yeah.
Very Rage Against. Well, I should say their last album.
I like Rage Against the Machine.
Do the Doja. Wasn't that a lyric?
You gotta do what the Doja. Yeah. Doja Dad. Yeah.
Very political.
Yeah.
And then you also said that Limp Bizkit was coming out.
No.
Oh.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
And
is there a difference?
I didn't know that I really liked My Chemical Romance, but
I didn't either.
I think
maybe
I kinda like them.
Don't tell anybody.
Would that be considered a guilty pleasure, do you think?
I don't know.
Nothing. I have no guilt in my pleasures, Todd.
There
are certain things that I do that I would never talk about.
Guilty.
But I fuck with My Chemical Romance every once in a while. Oh my god.
What?
Watchmen.
But wait.
No, Watchmen.
The Watchmen was so good last night. Did
the
you watch
first
it last
three
night?
Episodes of this show?
Did you watch them
out
all?
Of control.
Did you watch them all at the same time?
No.
Okay.
I've been literally watching them on Sunday nights like a normal person,
yeah,
waiting for it to come out.
Last night, I feel like last night's episode was the one where it started. Like, because if you followed the Watchmen, or if you at least enjoyed the Watchmen movie,
I know nothing about it.
You never watched the movie.
No.
Okay, you should probably reading the comic book is probably a little bit deep for you, but go and watch.
What are you saying? I'm not smart
because
enough.
There's a lot of it.
There's years and years.
There's
of
a lot
the
to digest.
But so should I watch the movie?
If you watch the movie, you'll understand where we are, who Rorschach is, and
okay,
who Dr. Manhattan is, and you'll understand it.
Now, I don't want to spoil it. So Jeremy Irons' character, right?
Yes.
Is he in the past?
Ozymandias?
Yeah.
We don't know that yet.
So we don't know if there's two different timelines.
No.
Holy
and
shit.
And we don't even know if these are heavy spoilers for The Watchmen, but we don't even know if that's really Ozymandias.
Right.
And I have a feeling that he's on Mars. Because if you follow the comic book ends differently than the movie ends.
Okay.
And here's some things.
Is this where Hawkman is?
No, this Owl. That's Night Owl.
Night Owl.
But listen, I'll tell you about this. Okay, so do you remember in the first episode where it was raining squid?
Yes.
Okay, so there's been some things that have happened because at the end of the Watchmen comic book, Ozymandias,
yes,
dropped a huge interdimensional alien squid on the planet to get
on to New York City
to de-escalate the nuclear
race
tensions.
Riots.
No, it wasn't race riots. This was like the Russians and the U.S.
Okay.
The doomsday clock was at like midnight, and they were about to nuke each other. And in order to save humanity, he got them to unite around something which happened to be a giant alien squid.
Okay. Which I can't wait to see that.
Right.
Is that going to happen again in the show?
I don't know.
I hope.
But since then, Ozymandias was, he was a bad guy, but he was really most villains, most supervillains always think they're in the right. So now,
right,
when you see Ozymandias and he has all these clones, and in last night's episode, it looked like he was trying to create a space suit.
Yeah.
And the guy came back frozen. So that's what makes me think that he's on Mars and he's trying to get
to Earth.
Yeah, or something.
This show is amazing.
It is pretty good.
I have no idea what's going on, but I'm loving every second
of it. That's cool.
Also coming up on HBO, His Dark Materials.
I never...
Do you know anything about this?
No, but it's intriguing.
There was a polar bear fighting someone.
It kind of...
Like,
as soon as I saw the polar bear, I was like, oh, this is like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Right.
But maybe not.
I'm in. I'll watch it.
Next Tuesday, The Mandalorian premieres.
See you next Tuesday.
I'll be in Mexico.
Are you tripping?
I'm tripping.
Because you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
Does Disney... So, you have to...
Will Disney hold it until
Disney,
I get back?
You have to get whoever wants to watch it, you got to get a Disney Plus.
I have it already. I got
subscription.
I got it.
$5 a month?
I think it's something like that.
For the price of a cup of coffee,
right,
unless your podcast is sponsored by Panic and Coffee and Tea, in which case it's free.
Right.
For a price of a cup of coffee, you can be watching Mandalorian. I'm not even a Star Wars freak as much as you are, and I'm very excited about
this.
Well,
apparently, did we talk about this last week?
Yes, we went at length. Visible Stoke moment.
I don't know, but there was someone dropped a thing the other day that said that Disney hasn't let anyone see the first episode yet because apparently they're so confident that it's amazing and there's some major Star Wars reveal that will change everyone's perception of the entire Star Wars universe that drops in the first episode.
What the?
So I don't know what that is, but...
You excited?
I have...
This is like Christmas morning for Todd.
My saber is at full staff.
Speaking of Christmas morning.
Yep.
This might be on your list. Nintendo Game Boy Analog Pocket.
Boring.
Has 2,780 games. It features an HD display, stereo speakers, a USB-C recharge station, and it has cartridge adapters for Sega Game Gear, SNK, Neo Geo, Pocket Color, and Atari Lynx games. Does that mean anything to you?
I know what you're talking about.
You didn't. You like Nintendo Game Boy?
No.
No?
No.
Who was I talking to?
Look, we're...
Who likes it?
We're in the generation of there's gonna be a PlayStation 5 dropping soon. I don't want to go back to freaking.
Yeah, like, because you could probably get all these games on your phone.
4-bit bullshit.
Moving on. You know the band Battles?
No.
Oh, the band Battles is tight. I'm just gonna give you
wait
because
okay
because this is pertinent to us because they just dropped a new video, and in this video for their new song,
Beatles
Titanium. Two step.
Okay.
Wait, where is it?
Roll the clip.
Dude. Titanium two step. You gotta hear.
Is it what kind of music is it?
It's kind of I would say it's kind of
is it rap?
Indescribable.
Is it rap metal?
No. Oh.
You just like that drum beat.
Sick drum beat.
That's a Chris Cote drum beat.
So this is a two-person band.
Okay.
And they got a singer from this old New York no-wave band to sing. Listen.
I'm intrigued.
It's wild music. Well, the video.
So is it like funky? Like wait, like is the whole thing like that style?
Yeah. Sal Principato is singing with the band Battles. Shit is crazy.
You know what else in music news just dropped on Friday is Gordon Withers dropped his cello Jawbreaker album.
Oh, nice.
But it's only available in vinyl, and when you buy it on vinyl, you get a download key to download it.
Okay, I'll buy it on vinyl. I'll give you the download key.
Give me the download.
So it's not going to be on Spotify.
No, and it's... Per the band's request, I actually DM'd Gordon and asked him.
He's in the band?
No, he's the guy who recorded
the cellist. Oh, and he said, yeah, they said, I can't do that.
But I think that it would be really cool to see him perform that, and he is touring with that. And if you remember correctly, if you're down with this genre, he did the Jawbox. He did a Jawbox album, too.
He's a master cellist.
Yeah.
Todd, do you have any more nerd news?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to go see that Harry Potter play.
Oh,
with my daughter.
Interesting.
The Phantom Prince or the Prince of Darkness or something. I don't know, what is it called?
The Phantom Penis.
Cursed Prince. The Phantom Penis.
That was actually my nickname in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Ghost Dink.
Todd, we've got a lot of questions.
Oh, okay. Let's get to those.
Yeah. So some of these questions are old. I apologize that we missed last week, but I was eating Halloween candy.
What were you? You got like eight.
Oh, so
houses.
Yeah. Let me just get you abreast and updated as to my last 4 days.
I beg your
Halloween
pardon.
Night, epic trick or treating. Hosted a party. Sold out the Belly Up in Solana Bees. Halloween heat. It was amazing. The winning costume was out of control. I was dressed as Freddie Mercury. I was very happy with that.
That was a good
that
costume.
Outfit. Thank you.
Where'd you get the teeth?
On the internet.
Freddie Mercury teeth.
No, Billy Bob teeth.
Oh.
But when you wear Billy Bob teeth with the mustache and the black slick back hair,
is that what,
and the tight jeans?
Did you want to go as Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, okay. That was my plan all along. I only had three costume changes on Halloween. That's low for me. Friday, Saturday went up to a show, Substance LA. Saturday night, all time. I saw the band Psyche, Boy Harsher played, John Mouse, Lust for Youth.
Dinosaur Jr. played this weekend, too. It was a big musical weekend. And you saw Rocket from the Crypt last week.
I saw Rocket from the Crypt on the Friday before Halloween.
Jeez.
Good shit happened. And my friends got married last night. Hooter and Carla, congratulations. They got married at House of Blues.
Did you say Cooter?
Hooter.
Oh.
But yeah, that would be there because Carla and Hooter together.
Cooter.
Yeah. Okay, we've got some questions. Here we go.
All right.
California Mud Motors.
Oh, he's always good for a question.
I hope you caught the Wrecking Ball Live video. He went full rage trying to set up a street fight between his crew and Stevie Williams'
crew. Did you
follow
that at all?
Yes.
What was the deal?
They're beefing. Because Wrecking Ball went through a bunch of Stevie Williams clips and just went in hard and, you know, whacked him. And Stevie Williams don't play.
Yeah, I heard so there was some...
clowned back and it escalated.
Big
into real beef.
Big escalated beef.
So we're monitoring the situation. I think it's about over by now. Those things seem to fizzle quickly. I hope it doesn't get physical. You know, I don't want to see anything happen physically. They should be a skate off. That'd be fun. We're big fans of Wrecking Ball here.
Who sang that song?
Which song?
Get Physical.
Olivia Newton-John.
Physical.
Olivia Newton-John.
Physical.
We got a two-part Halloween
Come
question.
Come on and
from
get physical.
Hannah.
Let me hear
Hannah
your body
Burlesque.
Talk.
Hannah
your
Lee
body
Burlesque.
Talk. Hannah let Lee me Burlesque. Hear your body talk.
Couple questions.
All right.
Would you rather play a character on that snowboarding thriller? No, that was old. Two-part Halloween question. What is the best costume you've ever worn? And if money, sewing skills, and comfort wasn't an issue, what would your dream costume be?
Is that for me first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Best costume that I ever wore was I made this costume a couple years ago where it seemed like I was a lot taller than I was. And
yeah.
I, with really long arms, and I had like a pumpkin on my head, and it was really cool. Just like a weird Tim Burton.
That was your best costume.
That was probably the best one I ever did. And then if money was no option, I think I'd want to get like a real Boba Fett outfit.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Fucking sick.
Just like legit.
Yeah, like Comic-Con. Yeah. I think everyone would be really stoked on you.
That's tight. My best costume ever, my favorite costume was, do you remember a long time ago when a guy, this was like early meme culture, a guy, a portly young fella, made himself a Tron outfit.
Yes.
I made
you
one of those.
Fat Tron?
And it was so good.
Wow.
I had neon, you know, like LED, the whole deal.
Do you have pictures of it?
I have pictures of it.
Doesn't
somewhere.
He have a, he had like a mustache? And
I had the helmet and everything. Wow. And it was all handmade.
Wow.
My best costume ever. My dream costume, you remember those kids that made the Transformers?
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
That would be that. Like
oh,
a
like
full.
The, like legit, a jet that turns into like a car. Oh, yeah, those kids
a
are
legit
awesome.
Transformer costume. Becky Buzz.
But then we're talking about like, then it's like more like cosplay than even
costume
like Halloween
play.
Costume. Because that's like the amount of effort that goes into some of those suits is ridiculous.
One of my easiest costumes was I just got one of the like a beige bodysuit.
Yeah.
And I drew a dick on it.
She just went as
I was nude.
Nude.
It was great. It was one of my favorite costumes. It's so easy. So manageable. Two-part question. Again. Okay. So Becky Bubbs. Becky Bubbs is a boy.
Okay.
He works at Hanson's.
All right.
And I'm friends with him now in real life.
You know, my son's about to, he starts working at Hanson's tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what? I gave him a recommendation.
Did you
to
really?
The boss over there. My man, Lucas.
That's
what
pretty,
up?
That's pretty tight.
So if he screws up, that's on me, by the way.
Word.
Tell him. Okay, this is Becky came through with some serious questions.
Okay.
Why did the guys at ISA, guys and girls, by the way, keep calling bronze copper? Did I miss something? And the second part is, if
metal?
Slater doesn't make the USA team, what do you think about him surfing for another country? Well, the reason it's called copper is because that's fourth place.
Oh, wait,
gold,
what?
Silver, bronze, copper.
There ain't no one's calling shit copper.
In the ISA World Surfing
Games. Oh, because there's four people in the finals.
Exactly. I mean,
let's just
give him
it.
Something. Give him copper. Why not?
Other.
Why does that upset you?
Why not just other?
Other. Cardboard medal.
Congratulations to fourth place.
Slater most likely will not make the Olympic team, but I don't think he has time to switch to...
What's his nationality?
I think Lebanon, Syrian.
Yeah.
Floridian.
Like Lebanese?
Does Florida have its own Olympic team? I think... Now, Slater is kind of like a Hollywood film, right? He's always giving out little spoilers, Easter eggs.
Right.
He was wearing a little Lebanese flag on his hat at the ISA World Surfing Games.
He was?
A couple months ago. In his last interview of the whole thing.
Lebanese or Scrooge?
Well, he could make the switch. I don't think it's as easy as that, but it's a good question. I think it's going to be John and Kolohe on the U.S. team.
And who else?
And Carissa and...
Isn't there three?
Lakey.
Three from each? Or
two.
That's skating.
Two. We got a question from SX Japan. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
SX Japan.
Go for it.
Sex Japan. No, SX. Probably Snowboard Cross Japan, I'm assuming.
Okay.
How does Todd feel about Air Blaster's offer to commentate the Skulf World Tour? Please call K2 Team Rider and cool guy Tim Eddy for some snowboard news. How does Todd feel about Air Blaster's offer to commentate the Skulf World Tour?
They're offering to commentate.
I have no
idea what that means.
What is
it? Is he drunk?
SX Japan.
Sex Japan.
Okay. Do you know Tim Eddy?
Yes.
K2 Team Rider.
Yeah.
Is he cool?
Tim's way cool.
Call him.
No, I don't have
his number. Yeah. Well, two questions, no answers. We agree Tim Eddy from Team K2 is a cool guy.
Have you ever seen Tool Time with Tim Eddy?
Yes.
He builds things.
No way.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
FEF_actual. Do you guys remember the Pooh Chronicles in the early days of Snowboarder Magazine? Did Todd ever shit his pants during the contest?
100%.
It's widely known that Todd has shat himself.
I shat myself so bad that I didn't even stop for the after run interview with the TV cameras. I jumped over the fence and went in the bathroom, wiped my butt with my long underwear, and threw my long underwear in the toilet and went back out on the hill.
You jammed up the toilet with your unders.
Yeah.
You blasted. Talk about Air Blaster. You blasted yourself.
It was a muddy shotgun.
Oh, my gosh. And all, I've done this same thing. I did it when I was working as a merch guy for Pennywise and for Taylor Steele on a tour once. I set everything up. I was in beige cargo shorts, white socks, and shoes. And they made the announcement. You know, I set up the merch table and all this.
Right.
And they made the announcement, 5 minutes till doors. And I tested a fart and fully blew out all the way down my legs, onto my socks, ran into the public restroom, and I only had 4 minutes to clean myself off.
My God.
I was nude running around the public bathroom.
That's so good. Did you ever see those t-shirts that said sweaty thighs in the Pennywise font?
No.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Amazing. But how's that when you do evacuate your bowels unintentionally, and you feel like you've cleaned yourself up, but for the rest of the day, every tenth sniff is
poop soup all over you.
Every tenth sniff is oh, no.
Ooh, Tenth Sniff would be a good name for a band.
Joshua Williams wants to know, this is a ridiculous question, why is Caroline Marks on the women's CT? Because she rules.
Super good.
He says she's getting overscored.
Cool.
I disagree. Delete.
Cool story.
I'm deleting that comment. In Cortesia says, Soli Bailey is an Aussie Aboriginal. You should have your WSL license revoked. Well, stop yelling at me.
Yep, you should.
I'm sorry. California Mud Motors came at us again.
What's this one?
Would you rather only surf backside for the rest of your life,
but
you can surf switch, or only snowboard groomed runs, no parks, or actually believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself and was murdered? Which one? So wait, your choices are: you can only surf backside for the rest of your life, but you can surf switch. Or you can only snowboard groomed runs, no parks, no pow, nothing. Or you can actually believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself and wasn't murdered. I'm going to go with actually believing Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, it's just you actually, wait.
Because
you don't think
there's rich people involved here.
You don't think he killed himself?
No, he was murdered, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not reading it right.
But I'd rather go right and left and be able to snowboard.
It says actually believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Oh, so you're going to choose to believe
I'm
going to
choose to just be ignorant
just
and
like,
think he
cares?
Killed himself because I want to do all those other things. All
right.
Yeah. So, all
right, then.
Wow, there's some good questions there.
Another thing, too, if you set your clocks back yesterday, there's a probably a good chance that the only reason you did it is because we did our skit with Nixon.
Oh yeah. It's gonna let's play a little snippet.
Let's play a little clip. Roll the clip.
I'm going.
Which one?
As fast as I can. Here we go.
Okay, which one?
We also would gain an hour.
Who? Gains
because
it?
you're going back to the future.
Who is? We are.
Well, the people.
The people.
They know.
Which
1 hour.
That's from Todd Richards' Instagram at @btoddrichards.
That was
a
fun.
A lot of people said that we're actually ending daylight savings time, which I respond to you, who gives a shit? It's stupid.
We shouldn't even be talking about
it. No, it's for farmers.
We voted. You know what? I was talking to a guy at Panic this
did,
morning.
Yeah.
We voted against it.
But when does it go into effect?
Repeal and replace. No collusion. No daylight savings.
When does it go into effect?
November 3rd. You said it in the video.
Yeah, but no, not the thing, but like...
The reversal
yeah,
of the thing.
Yeah, the reversal. I don't know.
Impeach. Daylight savings.
We must resist.
I got a shout out to Vans Surf for sending, and to Todd. We both
got,
new booties. Surf booties from Vans.
I'm
very
excited. I'm going up the coast to go surf Central California over Thanksgiving, so...
Thanks.
So I'm going to go surf with Micah Mattson.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So hopefully I live and there's no shark attack.
No, you're going to be good. If you have Vans booties on, you could just kickflip them.
Yep.
Or something.
Anyway.
Do you have any shout outs?
Nope.
No. I want to give a shout out to Todd.
Hey.
He's not feeling 100%, but he still
came
to work
today. I'm here, though. I'm here.
No, I'm saying you did great.
Okay.
And that wasn't like the best episode ever, but I'm telling you, it was pretty good.
Thanks for tuning in to the Monday. Meh.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Support our sponsors. They like you.
Spend money, make money. Huh.